When Danny Aschini was about 11 years old, she knew she was not a boy, even though everyone else thought she was.
I didn't know a single trans person for almost 7 years in my youth. I mean, if you can imagine going 7 years being certain of something and then never having another example of that, never meeting another person like you. I used to jokingly call myself a snow leopard. It's like I was very unique and, you know, there were no other snow leopards around. And that just created a sense of isolation and a lack of certainty. Like, how could this thing that I knew to be true about myself really be true if nobody else that I'd ever met had experienced that?
Danny Aschini is now executive director of the Gender Justice League here in Seattle, and she says the trans rights movement still has a long way to go, but that she's seen a lot of good changes for trans people since the days when she felt like a snow leopard.
We've seen just like a huge increase in everybody's consciousness about things. As the world becomes more global and much more small, certainly trans people have been able to mobilize across communities, across the country, break that isolation that many of us have felt, and to have more connectedness that has created an incredible amount of possibility. And to be able to share that, YouTube, Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, to be able to rapidly share an analysis, a critique, evolving language to describe how people feel, all of those things, the internet has actually really revolutionized for trans people how we experience our gender, and our gender has evolved as a culture, I think, much more rapidly because of the internet.
When you Google the word transgender today, do you know the next word that gets automatically filled in?
I don't, but I know that we worked with Google to change that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, today the word is bathroom.
That's funny.
How do you feel about that?
It's exhausting. That's the one word that comes to mind, and sad. You know, it used to be, I actually recall about 3 years ago, several transgender activists approached Google because when they first started their autofill-in, it was like transgender sick, transgender evil, transgender ill. So Google has done some work to change that autofill feature. But I think it's sad that we're stuck on something so basic as where people go to the bathroom, which seems to miss the whole point of, you know, that we live in a pluralistic society in which transgender people are part of the fabric of our lives. Transgender people are, you know, teachers, nurses, doctors, neuroscientists, engineers, and hopefully elected officials very soon. And I think when we get so focused on something like where people can go to the bathroom, it trivializes and misses the point that there are a lot of other issues that transgender people face, and that is actually the smallest concern when it comes to where our conversation should be at.
So to be clear, what conversation should we be having?
I think we should be having a conversation about ending discrimination on the basis of gender identity and expression, ensuring that transgender people have access to jobs, ending violence against transgender people of color. So this last year, 24 transgender women were murdered. 23 of them were transgender women of color. Already this year, we've seen 11 transgender women murdered. We should be having a conversation about how we stop that epidemic, which is really impacting my community. There are a lot of other conversations that we should be having about what it means to be a transgender person navigating a system in which we have two gender options, and our state enforces those, and our culture enforces those. There's a lot of other conversations outside of where people go tinkle. It's just a very... It feels, for me, in the crisis that my community is facing, quite trite in some ways.
The second word Google automatically fills in after bathroom is celebrities, transgender celebrities. Then it's transgender definition. And when I see that, I picture somebody being curious. And I want to ask you, Danny, I've heard you and other transgender people say that you don't appreciate being asked about your genitals, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to. But I would like to know, what do you want people to do with their curiosity?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think part of the reason why trans people don't like to be asked about their genitals is that we don't go around asking cisgender people about their genitals. And so I think of that as like a common courtesy in public that we just don't ask strangers about what their genitals look like because it's objectifying and disrespectful.
But is there a way for people to handle an open-hearted curiosity about something they don't know about.
I think the thing I encourage people to do is like ask themselves why they feel the need to know that information and to really dig into what it is that they're trying to get at. Is it that they're trying to understand like, oh, what your genitals look like determines how I see your gender? And what is the attachment to that? Why do you feel so attached to that? I think in any other instance, if I told people, I'm sorry, you have to have a surgery before I recognize your PhD, or you have to undergo a medical procedure before I recognize, you know, your worthiness to serve on city council, I think that would be really strange for people. And it's, I think, strange for trans people to feel like our culture is trying to compel us to conform our bodies to some sort of norm that other people have, rather than encouraging us to live our lives authentically to who we are. And there are a lot of reasons why people can't or don't want to have surgery, health reasons, personal reasons. And some people just are comfortable with, you know, living their lives and being seen by their friends and family for the gender that they see themselves as. So I think what I want people to look at and ask trans people is like, what is your life like? How can I respect you? How can I help you? How can I not objectify you and treat you like I would treat anybody else? And then to ask some really critical questions about why do we make gender so important in our culture and what does that really mean? Many of us espouse views that we believe women are equal to men, but yet the gender pay gap persists, right? The proof is in the pudding in some ways. And so I think trans people elucidate for people a bigger problem in our society, which is about gender in general. And we oftentimes become the lightning rod upon which people project their feelings about gender, which is incredibly unfair. Most of us are, you know, trying to just live our lives and not be discriminated against and be safe in our day-to-day life.
Yeah, do you ever get sick of getting interviewed about differences and minority status and everything that, you know, I haven't ever talked to you about anything else once the microphones roll.
It's true. I mean, I it's funny. One of the conversations that my partner and I have been having, you know, he comes from a very conservative Muslim family, and we've been talking a lot about identity. Like, I use identity to do my work, to do my activism, and to create safety for my community. And identity is a component. Like, we have to build a community around that identity. But it also prevents people from seeing the other parts of me, like that I'm an avid rock climber, or that I love to bike ride, or, you know, that I've traveled a great deal and lived in a bunch of other countries. Like, a lot of people don't know those things about me, those experiences that are just as important to, like, who I am in the world. You know, like, I wish I was a rock climbing activist. I don't know. I
mean, right.
It's a very Northwest way to think about it. But, you know, it's those things that often get dropped out when you kind of just become, your identity becomes the focus of all conversations.
I'm speaking with rock climbing activist Danny Aschini. I have the impression, Danny, that Americans have considered the rights of lesbians, gays, and bisexuals, the LGB, and now we're moving on to the T. How do you feel about that storyline?
You know, it's interesting. Trans people have always been in the LGBT community. Many of us have been activists. You know, I worked on several same-sex marriage campaigns, worked on a lot of non-discrimination campaigns. I think it's in some ways thrilling, exhilarating, exciting. I'm so glad we're here. I feel like I've been waiting for 2 decades to be here, and exhausting and disappointing at times. I sometimes feel like, you know, even within the LGBT community, trans folks have often been at the back of the bus, and in the sense that, like, our labor has been used, that people have been excited that we've contributed to the cause, but people always told us to wait our turn to have these conversations. And now that it is our turn, it's been very difficult to galvanize the same kind of support to build a multiplicity of trans leaders. Like, I know a bunch of incredible trans activists who could be doing the work that I'm doing, but it seems often that there's only space for one or two of us at a time.
Why is that?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I don't know why. I ask myself that question a great deal. You know, I think some of it is people only want a specific spokesperson that looks a particular way, that talks a particular way, that speaks to a certain segment of America, that will only speak about certain issues. Who
are you the
moderate.
Acceptable transgender spokesperson?
I think for the moment I am, right now.
What's so acceptable about you?
It's a good question. I mean, I think I'm white, which has a lot to do with it. I come off as very middle class. I look, you know, I pass as a cis woman. Most people outside of my life as an activist don't know that I'm trans. I am articulate because I've been talking about this for 20 years. So there's this sense that people drive towards that as like you become the spokesperson. And it's hard. They want the mayor of Transtown, which is our internal joke.
You're the mayor of Transtown?
Sometimes within our organization, we joke, you know, at this moment. And hopefully that will change. Hopefully people will not know who I am in 5 years. I don't know. But we have that internal, like we're in this moment where everybody's paying attention and we have not built the bench deep enough because there have not been the resources in our community to have a bunch of prepared trans leaders ready. In part because we've been shut out of past campaigns, in part because we haven't been allowed to take leadership positions or have experienced discrimination like, you know, in the marriage equality campaign. Gender justice.
You feel like you were discriminated, like trans people have been discriminated against among gays and lesbians in, for example, the same-sex marriage?
Yeah, I don't think that's a controversial, contention even within the LGBT community. I think most people that you would ask would say, yeah, trans people have not been elevated to leadership. Just like I think LGBT people of color experience an immense amount of adversity in trying to elevate into leadership positions within our community. So there's that also intra-community dynamic, like inside of our own dynamic that's been difficult. Mm. And, you know, our organization started when we were fighting for marriage equality in Washington State, and that's not a coincidence. I think many of us felt like we didn't have a seat at that table and decided like we wanted to forge and create an organization on our own to elevate the issues that we felt were pressing. And here we are fighting about bathrooms several years later.
That's Dani Aschini, executive director of the Gender Justice League. As we told you, there is this state initiative, 1515, that has to do with limiting people's ability to use the bathroom or locker room of the gender they identify with. That Washington State voter initiative is being circulated around now, signatures being collected. We have invited the sponsors of that initiative to come on KUOW's The Record and talk about how they look at transgender issues in 2016.